encouraging, looking forward to the Gold Cup?
Absolutely. It's one of the major goals we have coming up for us for the next year. And getting these type of results and then these games before the new year is very necessary. And being able to get the results and play well is the main objective. So from now on, it's no longer friendlies for us. It's pretty much official competition games, and then that's exactly what we want for ourselves going into the new year.
Was the winless streak kind of a weight on everybody's shoulders?
Yeah, it was. The state that the national team is in right now, it's pretty much was at its low. We're doing everything possible to bring it back to where we want it to be going into the new year. One thing playing at BMO, the last time I can remember losing at home was maybe September 2010 against Peru, and coming back here to play and get this win is definitely motivating for the side.
The streak started in Honduras in that 8-1 game. Does this help wash some of that away?
Yeah, this is what the guys needed. It's something that it's still hard to forget, but getting these wins and performing well will definitely help that go away. So coming into camp now, you can feel the atmosphere a lot more positive. Guys have the energy to they want to be a part of it and also do well. And today was a great example of what we were able to demonstrate.
You reunited with former Toronto FC teammate today, Luandy Rosario. How important is it to have veterans like you guys and with the team and with the national program to help out the younger kids coming up?
Yeah, it's great. I'm always honored to play with a guy like Dero. What he's done for the country in terms of soccer, it's remarkable. And to be a part of it and help the new generation, step in there, it's also a great thing for ourselves. And hopefully, from what I've been seeing and from what I've learned, just being with the younger guys, you can see the potential's there. So for them to learn a lot from ourselves and pass it on to the new guys, that's the transition that the program's really is going through right now.
Dwayne mentioned that there wasn't a whole lot growing up. There wasn't a whole lot of soccer growing up when he was growing up, much like yourself. Have you noticed a big difference in the Canadian soccer scene and the progression of it?
Yeah, it's a big deal now. The MLS teams that are part of the league and also. With the national team of what's expected. So I think that the attention and the awareness is there. I think the only thing missing now for the men's side is just getting results, whether it's club level or even national team. So I think that's the next objective for the next couple of years is to start to produce some positive results and also play well.
Julian, great ball movement tonight, 3 goals. Fans actually got to see a home win on home turf. Talk about how that must have felt after the game with the boys in the dressing room.
Oh, it was great. I missed this feeling a lot, and to finally have this again and be a part of the national team, it's relieving. After what happened, how we got knocked out in the World Cup qualifiers, and with the winless streak that we suffered, to get this win at home. It was necessary, and hopefully we could continue to take the next step forwards in helping this program improve.
How important is it that this restart began tonight here on home field with a win?
Very important. The last time I can remember losing at home was 2010 September, and to play at home, it's always it's always an honor, and it's always a special feeling, and to get a win is even better.
Julian, let's talk about how the ball was spread around the field tonight. It was some good ball movement, especially in the second half. Yourself and Kyle, you guys really moved the ball around.
Yeah, the structure was there, and we've been working on it all week. The guys knew exactly what to do. It was they made my job easy, and everyone was in sync. So I think the guys were really focused and concentrated on what needed to be done, and it was great to be a part of.
Last question before we let you go. Jamaica was physical, hungry, energetic in that first half. You guys settled down. Talk about it.
Yeah, we won't beat these type of teams on a physical level. And that's something Benito's brought to this program, as cleverness and being tactically aware and having better knowledge of the game. So it's something I wish I had growing up. And it's great to see a lot of the younger guys, you know, get this type of training. And I can just only imagine positive things happening in the new year and the upcoming years for the new generation when they do finally take over. So, but what we were able to demonstrate today, I'm sure the fans enjoyed it. But it's a lot of work since Benito took charge, and finally to play at home and get a result for the first time. It was pleasant.
Congratulations on the big win tonight, Julian.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you. Good to see you, man. Thank you. Always Rafa doing making.